The West Virginia Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says 35 schools have been impacted in some way by last month's historic flooding. Those schools are in the 12 counties most affected by high water, all of which were declared federal disaster areas. In some counties, classes start in just over a month. That means a tight deadline for school systems to restore what was damaged or find alternate locations for their students.
This is it. We only have one chance, and this is not how you envisioned it.
Trace Mahan is a senior at Herbert Hoover High School in Clendenin. Last week, he and a group of four other classmates stood outside their AA high school after trekking through an inch of mud and water on the first floor. That's what's left behind after 7.5 feet of floodwater destroyed the school's gym, cafeteria, wood shop, and band room. 17-year-old Mahan is a member of the marching band.
It kind of hits really hard knowing that, like, are we going to have a band to perform it? Are we going to have a choir to perform it? Are we going to play football games? That's what goes through all of our minds. I mean, we know it's going to be okay. It's just like, how much is it going to take to rebuild everything?
That question, how much is it going to take to rebuild? It's one that 2 weeks after the flood, county officials say they still can't answer. Inspectors with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, have completed the initial damage assessment of Herbert Hoover High School, but Kanawha County Superintendent Ron Durry maintains they are still finalizing those estimates and won't release the numbers. Durry did say, though, that of the four Kanawha County schools that flooded, Herbert Hoover was the worst. David Sneed is the executive director of the West Virginia School Building Authority. Sneed says when a building takes on as much water as Herbert Hoover did, there are plenty of concerns.
Well, there's the obvious. There's mold. The electrical systems, there's rust. There's potential for failure. All the systems in the building, it could be even some ductwork, exhaust pipe, vents, everything's gotten water in it. Even inside the block, I'm sure there's silt and there's water.
That kind of cleanup and replacement, Sneed says, can be incredibly expensive. Durry says the county has insurance that should help pay for some of the cost, is doing some fundraising, and could receive FEMA assistance. But even with all of those funding possibilities, the superintendent says he will also ask Sneed and the SBA for emergency aid. The SBA awards matching dollars annually to help counties pay for new school construction, but they also have a much smaller account to aid in emergency projects like flood cleanup. That account has about $5 million in it and can only give $2 million to a single county. And there are other counties that will be asking for help.
It's just hard to believe. You can see the... I mean, it was up against the building. I can see that.
Clay County Commission President Greg Fitzwater is looking at the water line on the outside of H.E. White Elementary School, a school of less than 100 students. The harm to the actual building was minimal here, but the access road was completely washed away, along with the septic system, and several inches of mud and trash cover the playground. H.E. White and Herbert Hoover are just two of the 35 schools impacted by the storm, and Sneed says his agency has heard from each of the 12 counties declared federal disaster areas that they intend to apply for SBA emergency funding. Sneed says his board will have to weigh the small amount of money that they have with the amount of good they can do.
I think Hoover's questionable in our minds.
Sneed says it is possible, though, that the community will pull together and get the Clendenin school ready for the first day of classes. Durry has pledged to make that happen for all of his schools.
We're very committed to getting these schools up and running and bringing our kids back in and making sure that every student can start school on August 8th. There may be a different schedule, it may be a different scenario, but we will get our kids back to school.
Durry was scheduled to have a meeting with FEMA this week to finalize damage estimates that he says could be released Friday. Emergency funding requests are due to the SBA by July 15th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara.